96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Hello and a pleasant good morning. Good day is Friday, June. Is it 19th or the 20th? Usually Aaron Green is here to be able to give me the correct date, you know, because I tend to be oblivious on exactly which day it is. But apparently it is the 21st. That means I'm completely lost. I am completely lost, but once I'm here, I'm actually here with Michael Pateman, who I am a fan of, right? Dr. Michael Pateman. And he brought me some international guests. Actually,
We have a local guest.
Which one is local? There you go. I could call this one cousin. Which island are you hail from?
Nassau.
Oh, Nassau, girl.
He always looking for cousins.
I always looking for cousins. So we look alike. So therefore, I shall claim you. You have to squint your eyes, though. There you go. Therefore, I shall claim you as cousin. Right? But let me read this, right? An international group is with me. An international team is collaborating on the launch of a new project to study and better understand the genetic diversity and population history of the Bahamian archipelago. The team, which includes researchers from the University of the Bahamas, the Bahamas Maritime Museum, that's you.
That's me. Yeah.
Okay.
China's University of Bahamas.
Everything makes sense. University of Maryland, and how do you pronounce that word? Burn Athen College. You know, when it's international, I got to pronounce it properly. So you get that mic there for me, and you pronounce the name of your college properly.
Bryn Athen College.
There you go. And where is that exactly?
That is outside Philadelphia.
Okay. And Bryn Athen College. And we'll be taking DNA samples, which is from me and anyone here who's interested, right? Taking DNA samples from voluntary participants on Saturday, June 22nd at the Mall of Marathon. The team is interested in looking at the genetic composition of the Bahamian people from across the archipelago in order to assess the region's historic diversity and better understand migration and throughout the region, as well as the transatlantic connection between the Bahamas, the Hanta people from Ghana. Historical documents show direct connection between the two regions of the world, yet no biological connections have yet to be established. One interested Bahamian per family is invited to join the study starting this Saturday. So I read that, and I'm going to go to Dr. Pateman to explain that to the Bahamian people. Exactly what did I read just now? I heard DNA, right? I heard DNA samples. I heard that you're trying to trace whether we have Bahamians, general Bahamians, have DNA connections to the Hanta people in Ghana. I know we've recently made some connection via Junknu and the origin of our story with the Hanta people. And you're saying that there's a DNA project now to establish that?
I'll set the historical base. I'll leave the DNA questions for the DNA experts.
Yes.
So as you've had on your show many times, Christopher Davis was able to establish this historical and cultural link with the Hanta people of Western Ghana through the transatlantic slave trade, where the first transatlantic slave trade in vessel to the Bahamas came directly from the Hanta, and these included the warriors of the person we know as John Canoe. And they would have really set the cultural base of Africans in the Bahamas, because at the time of their arrival, doubled the African population. Mm-hmm. The second slave ship also came from the same region of Ghana. And then the third slave ship to bring enslaved Africans to the Bahamas came from the neighboring region of Ghana. So these people would have set our cultural foundations. Now, obviously, over the next 100 years, we had the migration through the American Loyalists, continued migration from other parts of Africa, but we have maintained our unique celebration of Junkanoo. And yes, you can find Junkanoo in other places, but our version is unique, and it's probably larger than it's celebrated anywhere else. So now this project is, outside of looking at the genetic diversity of Bahamians, we're wondering, can we find that first sort of migration African DNA here in the Bahamas through DNA studies? And I think I said that correctly for the non-DNA people in the group.
I want you to introduce the group, like give their names and everything. And of course, you got to start with my cousin from Nassau, right, from the University of the Bahamas. Start off with her and like her positions and stuff like that.
Well, I'll introduce her and I'll let her give all of her positions. So Our colleagues here include Dr. Tanya Sims. She is an associate professor, assistant professor at the University of Bahamas, and she did her research, her PhD research in the DNA of Bahamians. I'll let her.
That sounds interesting. You can be my next best friend, by the way. Just letting you know.
Yeah. Okay. Because DNA is not my expertise. Mm-hmm. Then to my right here, we have Miguel Villar. And I met Miguel a number of years ago when he worked at National Geographic. And this team actually started to come together through a National Geographic project where we looked at the ancient DNA of the Lucayans.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, so you remember that project. Mm-hmm. And we actually was part of a much larger team that looked at the ancient DNA of the entire Caribbean. And then we branched off into a smaller group, and along with my wife, and we wrote, and Bill Keegan, who's an archaeologist who specializes in the Bahamas, and we wrote a paper specifically on the ancient DNA of the Lucayans and sort of that unique aspect.
Mm-hmm. I'll comment on that afterwards. You introduce your next one.
And then I'm going to only say his first name because, like the college, I'll butcher the last name also. Dr. Aram.
Yar Dumyan.
Say it one more time.
Yar Dumyan.
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Is at Bernathian College, and just outside of Pennsylvania, and he's also an expert in DNA and has done DNA studies primarily in Georgia.
In Georgia, in the Caucasus.
Okay, nice. And the reason why I was so excited to have you all here, right, because I'm familiar with the Lucayan research, DNA research, because I know eventually that research was used to prove that the Puerto Rican population of Latinos, right? They used Bahamian findings to prove that they were a part of that Lucayan connection.
So that was actually the first ancient DNA sequenced in the Caribbean was a Lucayan from Preacher's Cave, and I think that was in 2016 or something.
A few Bahamians knew that. That's big news.
So that was actually the first ancient DNA fully sequenced in the Caribbean, if I'm using the terms correct. I'm not a DNA expert.
No,
I have to keep saying that. Mm-hmm. And the results from that individual from Preacher's Cave was used by the indigenous people in Puerto Rico to show that, look, the Taíno are still here. We are still alive. That's what they've been saying for a long time. And, of course, the historians and the...
Question whether they're extinct or not.
The Eurocentric story said they were extinct. And they were able to use the DNA from the Bahamas to show that they were still there. It's not just a cultural practice that the Taínos are alive and well. And we have now... through that initial study, you find modern-day Taínos in Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba.
All from research that was done in the Bahamas.
That started in the Bahamas.
So that's a big news for me because I need everyone to have us on the map and say that we're globally significant. So, doctor at University of Bahamas, how did you get involved?
You forget your cousin's name already?
Right? Sims, Long Island.
You got it.
Yes, I got you. Doctor, go ahead.
So, when I was doing my PhD, I got interested in seeing if the genetics matched the historical accounts of the Bahamas. And I was looking for Lucayan DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find none.
Because you know Long Island people claim that they have Lucayan DNA.
I went looking for this last Long Island Lucayan woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I found her, and she was my complexion, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is
this ain't work.
This
ain't
it. But anyway. So for my PhD, I studied six islands in the Bahamas. I did New Providence, Abaco, Exuma, Eleuthera, Long Island, and Grand Bahama. And I used DNA, but I used two different types of DNA, two different marker systems, I should say. One looked at just the male migrations into the islands, and one looked at kind of a combined male-female migration. And I found some really interesting results. And what I actually saw was, as expected, the male and the autosomal, which is from both parents, was mostly African. But in Long Island, for example, mm-hmm. the male component was actually more European.
Understandably so.
And it was interesting because it kind of followed what happened with the loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got started. I went to go do my PhD. I was all excited, and I got to do this island-specific study. I did it in conjunction with the police force when they did their sample and exercise for the database. Mm-hmm. And now at UB, I want to look at just the maternal component. Mm-hmm. I was awarded the Wilson Grant in order to do that.
Congratulations.
And that's why, thank you. That's why my collaborators here are to kind of advise me and assist me, you know, while I collect samples.
So let's talk about the international thing. Mm-hmm. What exactly is it that we're trying to accomplish here, and what mechanism or science that you plan to use? Pull the mic a little closer.
Yeah, so, my name is Miguel Villar, and I'm actually from Puerto Rico originally.
Okay.
So I've had sort of in my background some work done in the Caribbean already. That's one of the ways I met Dr. Michael Pateman. And so what we are looking to see here is, in addition, adding more to what Dr. Sims has done in her PhD research, to look at that maternal line, because it could show some connections that we have sort of never seen before. And in the work I've done in other islands, Puerto Rico, we see a strong connection, prehistoric, connecting back through the maternal line, something we don't necessarily see in the paternal line. So with this new study led by Dr. Sims, we're going to be adding that ingredient, adding that extra part of research into understanding the origins of Bahamians, but also that connection to West Africa.
Okay, so continuing the conversation, connection to West Africa, right?
Yeah.
How, because we know it's been centuries, right? And we mix up with all kind of different Caribbean people, Asian, Anglos. How does this science work to say, well, this is a hand of people?
Well, one thing I can add to this is that, you know, some members of the team are going to go to Ghana.
Oh.
And we're going to sample there. Dr. Pateman has spent a couple years forging connections there. So you can't just show up and sample anywhere you want. You have to forge a connection with the community, and the community has to be on board.
So, and the community is on board.
The community is now, the Ahanta community is now on board. So we're going to go there, and perhaps in the future, other regions of Africa to sample. And, you know, it really hasn't been that many generations. Mm. In term, you know, it's not like the thousands of years that have gone by when you're studying, you know, DNA from Bronze Age Albania, mm-hmm. right? You know, that's a much more complicated thing. We're looking for patterns. There may be patterns in sex, you know, male, female. There may be patterns in the islands that we detect. There may be patterns that point us further into Africa in terms of where transportees were, taken and sent. So we don't know. We don't know what all we're going to find. We can only, you know, it's like we got the headlights on at night. We can only see so far ahead of us.
A number of Bahamians are excited or interested in finding their point of origin, right? We know about this DNA and Me and Ancestry.com and whatever it is, but we tend not to get access to it because it's abroad and foreign. Who exactly here in the Bahamas should jump at this opportunity and say, man, I'm going to do my DNA sample, right?
Everyone.
Yeah? And is it a same type of quality like those foreign other companies? Yeah, well, explain the whole process,
it,
and say, you need to come and do your DNA, and this more likely is what is going to be found. Like,
but before Miguel explains the process, you're asking who should do it, and Tanya said everyone. I'm also going to put a challenge out there, because a lot of Bahamians, whenever I talk about that there's been no proof of Lucayans in the Bahamas.
So if you believe he's Lucayan.
Come out. Prove me wrong. And I tell him, prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm. So all the Long Islanders who live in Nassau, who said, man, no, I have a Lucayan DNA for sure. Because my grandmother had that wavy hair and plait. They should come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, don't you, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, your
one representative.
One person from the family, because we are, this is just a pilot. This is the start. And we are limited in our numbers. But we're hoping that we can, we've already started working on as a team to apply for larger grants. And we're hoping that results from this can even help us get much I don't want to say much larger, but larger grants where
but
we can do
definitely
a lot
Abaco,
work.
Long Island, and Acklands claim indigenous blood. They claim they Lucayans.
Oh, I'm so, Lucayan now?
Can you imagine?
I have Acklands blood too.
You need to do the DNA. So all those people who claim they do have Lucayan blood should come here just and take advantage of this. So, but you're concentrating on the Hanta region in Ghana. What if I think I'm Igbo and I'm from Nigeria? Should I come up?
I told you he was going to say
I am Igbo. I mean, look at me. You can squint your eyes. You can see the Igbo-ness in me.
You still come out. You're a representative mm-hmm. of the island that you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help us figure out, you know, where everybody came from. So everybody, wherever you think you're from, come.
So we know we had like the Creole slave ship, right? Mm-hmm. Which came from the America, from Virginia.
Virginia.
Right? And it got shipwrecked inside. No, it had a revolution on the boat and got, and the person, go ahead, tell me the story. Tell me the story.
A short version of the Creole story was basically, it was a slave ship. They were going from Virginia to Louisiana. They knew that slavery and the slave trade was illegal in the British Empire. Once they reached Bahamian waters, the enslaved people revolted, came into Nassau Harbor, where basically they were free. I mean, I could talk about that story for hours, but that's the short.
And they were eventually liberated in, where it is?
Gambia.
In Gambia Village.
Yeah.
So people in Gambia should come out and do the sample also?
Well, you have to remember, while some of those people, their original ancestry may be the Creole slave ship, those people married people on the islands. So it's somewhere your genetic ancestry is going to include somebody who's been in the Bahamas for a while. I mean, I'll use myself as an example. My dad's British, my mom's Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
But if I break my mom's ancestry up, I'm a Francis, I'm a Campbell, I'm a Kemp. There's some other ones in there, but mm-hmm. those are the three main ones that I know. And that's Berry Islands, Cat Island, and Acklands. And that Cat Island can include, if you know the history of the islands, can include some Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
If that you know the history of Acklands, probably have some Crooked Island and Longhi and all of that in there also. So even my Bahamian DNA will tell a story. I know that there's some Ghana DNA in my family line because my son did his DNA a few years ago, and his mother's American. So mm-hmm. that Ghana ancestry came through me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious, what part of Ghana is that ancestry through?
So let's talk about the process. Do I get injected with a, as a jick? Jick with a needle? Will I get jick with a needle, or this is some kind of swab type thing? Explain that.
Just a mouth swab. We'll ask you to rinse out your mouth with a cup of water,
mm-hmm.
and then we just swab the inside. No pain, no blood, no nothing.
Okay, so let's talk about Saturday. Saturday, at what time do I come out?
The mall is supposed to open at, the stores open at 10, but we will be there from 9.
I want you to walk through me. I come in there to the store at 9 o'clock.
So
where in the mall?
Okay, so when you come to the mall, we will be opposite John Bull.
Okay.
Where Patalco, I believe, used to be.
I understand. That's where they're doing the COVID thing.
Right,
go ahead.
Exactly.
Opposite
right,
John Bull.
Right outside there. We'll have some tables set up, and you'll see hopefully we'll have a flyer by then.
Mm-hmm.
and you come, and you might get recruited. We have a high schooler coming to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
He might come down, walk around the mall trying to recruit people.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the table. We'll ask you, you know, where your mother's from, where your father's from, where your grandmother's from, where your grandfather's from.
Some lineage.
We'll have you sign a consent form.
Okay.
Then we'll ask you to rinse out your mouth mm-hmm. with a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just take a couple of swabs.
And then what happens next?
Then I get busy.
So this the testing or the evaluation of the testing is something done locally or is something we send abroad?
So it will be done locally. There is an option where you can opt to have it sent to Family Tree DNA,
mm-hmm.
and we'll provide you with a password, and they will provide you with your results.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So I could be on the big Family Trees thing? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what the price is this?
It's free.
It's free? Because the last time I tried the DNA, that's why I didn't do it. They charged me $90. That's why I ain't do it yet. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to say it could be free. I ain't going to pay this $90.
No.
Free.
It's on us.
And I like free things.
You could find lots of cousins then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I enter ancestry and family trees, right? So I appreciate this freeness. Thank you very much. And you say it starts at 9?
Yes.
And what time does it finish at the mall?
When we get tired.
When you get tired. So come out there at 9 and there'll be more than enough people out there to assist you. And it's a quick swap type thing. Yes. And you have the option.
It may take a little bit of time depending on how much people are there at once.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, the actual process is very quick. The swabbing is very quick.
Good.
And it's painless.
So I want someone to explain what DNA is all about. Right, so the listening audience could say, okay, I understand this DNA project. So give us like a general synopsis of how does DNA work? Is this real science or someone just making it up and say, oh yeah, you know, you're Slavic, right? Because if you say I'm Slavic, I'm going to be confused.
So DNA is deoxyribonucleic acid. It is something that you get from both of your parents when they... you know, the egg is fertilized.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what we're looking at is just the maternal, what you get from your mother, from your mother's egg. And basically what we look for is over time, DNA mutates, it changes. So we're looking for these changes in the DNA. And these changes are what we call mutations. These are actually what can indicate which part of the world you actually come from. They tend to be kind of population specific.
Okay. So a result would say CA Nuri, 92% African, right?
Well, it'll be more specific than that.
Okay. And so it'll say which region I'm from?
It should say which region.
Say what, Nigeria, Igbo, you know, 2% Ghana.
Yep.
So what about my white DNA? Can it say I'm from Europe? Because you're Irish too. If you squint your eyes, you can see I'm Irish too. Will it show up that I'm Irish? Yeah, you see, yes, I see you squinting. Will it show my Irish DNA?
So it will show that as well.
If it's there.
What do you mean, if it's there? My last name is Nuri. It's an Irish name. It's there. But okay, it shows my Irish DNA. Go ahead.
And it also kind of depends on whether you're looking at the maternal or the paternal.
Because
mm-hmm. they tell kind of different stories.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. I looked at Long Island. I told you it's mostly European.
Yes.
Right? Interestingly, when I looked at, that was with the Y chromosome, which is male specific. When I looked at the autosomal, which is both male and female combined, it's a different marker system. I actually picked up a East Asian component in Ireland. Yeah. So there's always these unexpected findings that are so interesting. In New Providence, I found a marker that was specific to Madagascar.
Mm-hmm. Madagascar is far.
Yeah. And Long Island, I found some unique alleles. Alleles are just kind of repeated region. Those are unique to that island. They haven't been found anywhere else in the world.
Oh.
So there's a lot of things that we have preconceived notions of what we're going to find. We assume it's always going to be African because you look at the population and you expect that. But like, and also another example is, I believe it was either Grand Bahama or Luthra. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But one of those islands actually had a Native American component, which I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm. Probably Luthra. Because
I'm pretty sure it was Grand Bahama.
They had a migration of indigenous people with the Lutheran adventurers.
Maybe. I can't remember right off the top of my head which one it is.
I know at one point in time, we claimed to be Seminoles, and they had a DNA test with Seminole Indians in Andres.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can this pick up my Seminole blood?
Yes.
Because you know, I just claim everything, right?
Do you have a profile with everything in there?
So if you're from Andres and you believe you're Seminole, you need to come out.
Everybody should come out.
Everybody should come out.
Yeah. So just to add a little history to something Tanya said also, because I can talk about this now that the book is out.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned that in her DNA studies, she came across a Madagascar trace, which when we first started talking about this project, my eyes just lit up because of something that I knew in some historic research. So I'm not sure how familiar you are with the period of piracy in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, man.
The historic period.
Yeah, yeah.
So
not now. Go ahead. Sorry. I got excited.
So the person considered the pirate king, Henry Avery, mm-hmm. when he came to the Bahamas in 1696, he brought with him enslaved people from Madagascar. And as part of the bribe that he paid to the governor, he left some of those enslaved Africans here in the Bahamas.
Wow.
So I'm very curious, is the trace that Tanya picked up from that set of people or a later migration? Hopefully we find somebody with, or somebody comes out with the Madagascar trace so we can begin to look at that aspect also, because, I mean, that's just fascinating to me.
I have some Abaco cousins, Low. The Low family, and they believe they have pirate DNA because apparently Matt Low is one of their ancestors. Can this DNA project at least connect him possibly to some Low family who's pirates? Can I do that?
If there's DNA out there.
If it's in his DNA, yeah.
And so all the Low family need to come in. At least not all.
Not all.
A representative of the Low family need to come out there and pin the family and so off like that. So, now watch me do some race beating, right? Should only black Bahamians come?
No.
Everybody.
So, but I know you're trying to connect it to the Hanta people. But you're saying the entire population, the Asian Bahamians, the Greek Bahamians, the Anglo Bahamians, the black Bahamians, all should come out to this event.
Yeah, I mean, we want to see what the population is made up of.
So this is like of national interest then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm making a plea now. This is of national significance, right? In terms of creating a narrative of the Bahamas. This is your national obligation to come out and do this DNA sample so we can have a declaration narrative, or declared narrative of who are the population of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is interesting.
So you keep asking about what we're looking at the Ahanta. So you have to remember, with research, you always have to have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And so our question is formulated around that Ahanta migration, but we can answer other questions that aren't related to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're a Bahamian, come on out.
Mm-hmm. Another race-baiting question. We have a segment of our population that is from down south, migration of Haitian Bahamians now, right? Mm-hmm. How will that impact this DNA project?
Well, we'll be able, based on the genealogy, we'll be able to know who has that ancestry.
Oh, that's why you asked the question before. Right. Who's your mother and your grandfather? And say, okay, right. Expect that. So if I pick up one Awak or Lucayan type DNA, and then more likely I'm from Puerto Rico or had an ancestor from Haiti, that explains it. You from that side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense too. Mm-hmm. So people who do family trees, people like me, right, who doing family trees and doing family reunion, can this be a part of their reunion exercise to have a narrative, a profile for their general family?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And this information, like, how is it displayed on paper? Like, give me a certificate, and the certificate say what exactly?
Well, it'll, on the computer, it'll give you a profile. It'll tell you you're 92% from Nigeria.
Yeah.
And you're 2% from Ireland.
Yeah.
It'll give you that.
Yeah. I see you laughing, but my 2% from Ireland. Irish! You just have to squint your eyes. You squint your eyes, you can see it, you know? It's someplace in my forehead. And you say, yes, that's, I see the Irish part of you, right? I'm excited about this project, especially at this present time, it's being free, right? Especially that at one point in time, it's price prohibitive for a number of Bahamians. Mm-hmm. And the idea that you hear in the Bahamas, that we need to take advantage of that and making it easy for us in terms of getting this information. So I really appreciate that, right? So you're working and partnering with other colleges, universities?
So, yes. So it's our universities, and then we'll eventually go to Ghana. It wouldn't be with the university, but it would be with the tribal council.
So, the traditional tribal council of the Ahanta, I've spoken to them about this project and they're fully on board. But in the last visit that I went to Ghana with the University of Bahamas, I also spoke with University of Ghana about this project and they're very interested in partnering. But the one thing I think everyone should remember and realize is that this project is being led by a Bahamian.
Yes.
Sandy Sims, right?
Sims,
there.
Yes, yeah. Dr. Sims. So that's a proud moment, and we need to herald you and take pictures of you to make sure people know who you are. I have a text saying that it's a true story, right? He said that he did his DNA test, and he found that he is part Irish. And then they had this Irish holiday, And he asked his boss to get time off, and his boss told him no. I guess he kind of blew black like me, and but they don't see the Irish.
But he living in the Bahamas, so he got to apply by Bahamian rules.
This person's asking that he have a 12-year-old son. Can they bring him for the DNA? So, I think you want adults more likely,
Well, we can take children once we have parental consent.
Mm-hmm.
Under 18, we need parental consent. Otherwise, we can't take their sample.
Okay, this text says that I'm listening attentively, and can your guest state again where the event will be and what time and the cost, please? These people are still concerned whether there's a cost. So start off with the cost being free and then go down.
The cost is free. I can spell it out, F-R-E-E, free. This will take place at Marlott Marathon. We will be there from 9 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
22nd. We will be across from John Bull, where they did the COVID vaccines. And all you need is your mouth.
This free.
It's free again. Yes. This text say they already did their DNA before, right? Mm-hmm. And they also from Long Island, coincidentally. Can they still come out?
Yes.
Still come out.
It's a different marker system this time. So yes.
Okay, so all those persons who say, well, I did this a long time ago, right? But and most of this be done by fathers, I assume, the father DNA. So this is more that mother type thing?
Yes, so I'm looking at the maternal migrations into the island. Even though I say maternal, I can take both male and females.
Okay.
Because you get that DNA from your mother's egg, regardless of if you're a male or female.
So which John Bull? Is Marlott Marathon has only one John Bull?
One John Bull, written,
it used to be by the BEC, where you used to pay your BEC bill. Mm-hmm. So look for John Bull. Mm-hmm. And when you stand up in front of John Bull, you can see the table could be right in front of you. Exactly. It could be right in front of you and just go and swap.
And we hopefully going to have a couple of people kind of walking around recruiting.
And like it's an opportunity. The idea that usually got to be expensive to send it off. First you take it. Mm-hmm. First you buy the kit. Mm-hmm. Then you have to wait till the kit comes to the Bahamas. Then you swab and you send it back off. And then you wait for your results. They have it here in the Bahamas at the Marlott Marathon tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You just do it for free and find out exactly how much Irish you is.
Right. And we will be taking a number of swabs. So don't panic when we take more than one swab.
Okay.
The reason why is because part of it will go for family tree DNA, and part of it will be here locally, so we can do the population analysis. So it's kind of two-tiered. Okay. You can get individual results, but you'll also be a part of a publication where we look at the Bahamas with New Providence in general.
Good. I just going to say I have a caller, but the caller just hung up just now. Oh, the caller calling back now. A caller, can you hear me? Hopefully everybody can hear, but go ahead. Go ahead, caller. I can't hear you yet.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Mr. Nuri, and good morning to your guests. I'd like to know, as a spinoff from this DNA testing, can it find out if you have other siblings as well that you may not know of?
So we would be able to see, based on last name and the information that you provide, we may be able to detect from that you probably are a sibling of somebody. But we wouldn't be able to share that with you because that's somebody's confidential information.
I like that question, Carl. Let me ask a follow-up question. The point here is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said to be from Kett Island. Now, if I had a point here from Long Island, a point here from Abaco, can the DNA say, okay, when you trust the family tree, right, we can say that all y'all come from one island?
Yes, we should be able to say that because we would have the last name and we would have all the information, all their genealogical information that they know.
And everyone in the Bahamas have that two brothers story. One brother went to this island.
Three brothers, right?
One brother go to this island and this brother go to that island. Can this DNA sample now connect all of the different brothers and say, yes, y'all are one family?
If we happen to sample them.
If they come out. If they come out there and say, these are different branches.
Right.
What about, and I'm just making odd questions, right? there's a debate about the Brennans, B-R-E-N-N-E-N, mm-hmm. and the Brainers, B-R-A-Y-N-E-N. Oh, mm-hmm. I think I spelled it right. Mm-hmm. Can this DNA show that, yeah, you're family. You all have the mm-hmm. same connecting. Mm-hmm. So all those people who are debating whether the Brennans and the Brennans are one family, mm-hmm. right? Whether the Rollins and the Rolls are one family. Mm-hmm. This DNA project can actually help with that narrative. Look at that. We have another caller there. Watch out to turn up your mic, again, your speakers again. Producer Pasha, the caller through again. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello, I'm sorry, I can hear you.
Yes, Nuri, I can hear the Irish in you.
I appreciate that. Yes, you do hear the Irish, right?
Of course I do. To your guest, good morning. I assume you're going to crunch all this data and feed it through some sort of processor to come up with, you know, patents,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to pin me down as to how many of my ancestors are carrying in my belly. I'm wondering, when you do this comparison and you find that there are Bahamians here from this tribe in Africa who were first brought here, I would like for you to take that information and feed it to the reparation committee.
Well, to talk about that, I actually talked to the president of the reparation committee.
Good.
And
okay,
she wants me to come and give a talk once uh-huh. we get the data.
Oh, this is... Nuri.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nuri, I love you. Okay, so then recommend that when proceeds and are being, you know, paid out, we get first.
Well, you know I won't be first if reparation getting paid out.
Yeah, you Irish, man. Even that, you know, you have to hold on now.
You Irish.
Because I do know if I'm in an airplane and the plane crashes and all of the Irish Coast Guards come to rescue, they're going to rescue you first.
Once they know, that's one of them.
I'm good with that.
Thank all you right, very thanks. Much,
Gordon. I'll see them.
So, Dr. Sims,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, I'm not sure if you know that I went to Long Island recently,
mm-hmm.
right?
He was kicked out of Long Island, but he doesn't want to.
That's okay. I discovered my own beach. So I named it Nuri. I have a beach,
okay.
right?
Okay.
My concern now, I have Long Island cousins. I have the Carrolls. They're my cousin. They're my blood cousins. If I find out.
We really cousins.
I tell you, so we related. I can see it. The point is, if I find out I have DNA from down south, they might put me out of the island. Will this DNA at least give me a narrative of which Caribbean nation I may have originated from? Because I'm Jamaican descent also,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the narrative of my mother's family is I'm one of the Maroons, you know, we up in the mountains, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Oh, so you might have Lucaine or Taino DNA too?
See, I need indigenous. I'm indigenous. So once I do that narrative, take the DNA sample. Will this DNA sample say, oh yes, we found some Jamaican, in quotes, DNA in your lineage or some sort?
That one's a little hard because Jamaica has a composition, population-wise, very similar to the Bahamas, mm-hmm. except for the Indian component. So I might ask Dr. Villar if he could elaborate, if we could detect that or not.
I think we can't guarantee to be able to detect that. Like you said, the history of Jamaica being colonized by Britain and so forth and people being enslaved and bought there similarly may make it more difficult to tell them apart. But mm-hmm. the several hundred years since those occurrences may have created regional patterns. And mm-hmm. if we can detect some regional patterns, then we may be able to do that. So since we haven't done this scale work in the Bahamas before, we don't have an answer to that question just mm-hmm. yet.
Yeah.
Ideally, with what we can do now with DNA and understanding with enough people from the Bahamas and enough people from the Jamaica, we can see regional patterns and then we can tease them apart.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is possibly.
Mm-hmm.
We will wait to see if we can do that.
But it's also, just speaking historically now, you also have to remember that if you're talking about Maroon populations, the Maroons initially were made up of a lot of those Akan-speaking people who we're talking about, once again, with that first first shipment of enslaved Africans. This is the Akan people. They were the revolutionaries of the Caribbean.
We have the phones lit up, so let's speed through these telephone calls. So producer Patrick, call through for me.
Yes. Mr. Nuri.
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Nuri, how are you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
I have a legal question, if I don't mind me asking. If I was to take the DNA test, am I giving up any rights to the use of my DNA for any other purpose to be used or done, you know, utilized, whatever it is, considering that DNA now is part of the data collection regime around the world and data protection regime?
So when we collect your DNA, you're consenting just for our study. That's it. This cannot be given to anybody else. And we will assign you a unique ID that I will have and that you will have. And that's it.
Okay. That's not what I'm saying, but not just for the identification, because what happens is data DNA retention for other studies, medical this, that, everything else is now a huge multi-billion dollar business. I'm just want to know is that, you know, does it terminate? It terminates right there, and the agreement says that or anything of that?
Yeah, it says that it cannot be used for any sort of medical research.
Right. And so furthermore, you have the right of your DNA at any moment. So you're only consenting to the tested that you're agreeing to, which are these sort of historical population-specific tests. And if you feel uncomfortable at any moment, you can ask one of us, and starting with Dr. Sims, and we will have that DNA tube thrown away because
It'll destroy it completely.
It's completely voluntary. And so there's nothing that's being given to any sort of medical analysis, medical research from this test.
Okay. I'm just asking because I specialize in data management and everything else, and I'm somewhat familiar with the use of it as a commodity. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller quickly there, producer. I appreciate it. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Now, I need to ask your guest, who stores these?
The DNA will be stored in the genetics lab in UB.
And this is the point now. Do anybody else get a hold? I notice in the States, they're using solve crime. But they get a hold of 23 and some 23 and some whoever use that, they get to find out if your uncle did some crime years ago, raping or somebody. You think that cannot get anybody get to that?
So the people who agree to have their DNA sent to FamilyTree DNA, they are not put into any kind of database use for any kind of forensic purposes that you're asking. And so if you were interested, you could opt into something like that. But if you're not interested, the default and the automatic is you're not put into any kind of database to have police enforcement or government look at any matching of your DNA to any relatives. So that is what we're telling you will happen when you do the DNA. But again, the DNA belongs to you. If people do want to be involved in those kind of research, then you could pursue that differently in a different avenue. But we're not set up to do that ourselves, and we are allowing the process. Anything beyond that is completely voluntary. It's completely up to the participant.
Interesting questions. Great questions. I appreciate that. So let's now talk about Saturday again. Cast again, right? Review. So start off Saturday.
Saturday, June 22nd, that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We will be at Marlott Marathon beginning at 9 a.m. We will be right across from John Bull where they did the COVID vaccines. We'll be right outside. And once you come, you give us a little bit of genealogical information. We'll ask you to rinse out your mouth with a cup of water, and then we'll take a couple swabs from you, totally painless. And there's kind of two parts to the study. There's the genealogical part, which will be family tree, and there will be the part where I'm looking at the population as a whole. You can opt to do one or both or none. So you're totally up to you. Mm.
On a Saturday at 9 o'clock, Marlott Marathon across from John Bull, right? Mm-hmm. And for the Cawley family who believe that they're Scottish, because you know the Cawley's dark like me, but they swear they're from Scotland, right? if they want to prove that they're from Scotland, they could come and take advantage, send a representative mm-hmm. and take mm-hmm. advantage of this DNA test and say, hey, yes, I see that 1% or that 0.2%, and I am Scottish, like they said, mm-hmm. right?
And it's totally free.
Yes. And for those persons who have that three brothers story, on which mm-hmm. island from here and which island from there, and they want to prove that it's all one family, mm-hmm. like them turn quests, right? Mm-hmm. They can come out as a different groups from different islands and say, hey, mm-hmm. let me take the test and mm-hmm. see that we are all connected and part of that one family.
Yeah, if they all come out.
If they all come out. Right. I just need to say that they're the turn quest from Inagua versus mm-hmm. the turn quest from Long Island. Mm-hmm. What about the Darvilles and the Diarvilles? Because the Diarvilles and Inagua say it's the same family, but the Long Island say, no, you're different Darvilles. Mm-hmm. Can they come out and say, yes, mm-hmm. and let's do the DNA and prove that, yes, we are one family, the Diarvilles and the Darvilles? Mm-hmm. So this is a good project, man.
Just like the Sims with the two M's.
The Sims and one M's, mm-hmm. yes. Or the Bethels with the E and the Bethels with the H, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And all those people that would do those connected names, but not really sure if they're connected. This is an mm-hmm. opportunity for them now to come mm-hmm. and take advantage of this free. Mm-hmm. This free DNA testing, which will be happening tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow at Mall Marathon. Mm-hmm. And is there any phone contact in case you say, man, I can't make it, but if you're all still here, mm-hmm. can I call you or yes. email you or yes. Facebook you? Where can
I go? So I'll give you my phone contact because I'm local. I'm at UB. You're more than welcome to come to UB and I can collect a swab. My number is 457-0177. And my email is Tanya, TANYA, .Sims, SIMMS, at UB.edu.BS.
Man, I'm excited about that. So before we go, right, just give all of the names again and the credentials again, just so everyone okay. realize who you are, right?
Okay, so my name is Dr. Tanya Sims. I'm assistant professor at University of the Bahamas, and I'm the lead in the study.
Okay. I'm Dr. Aram Yardumian. I'm from Bernathen College outside Philadelphia in Pennsylvania.
I'm Dr. Miguel Villar, assistant professor, University of Maryland.
I have one texter who believes that he's related to King Charles. And if this DNA proves that he's related to King Charles, can he go and claim the throne? Is that possible?
If he's first in line.
If he truly is.
So you just need to arrange some kind of accident and then move up the line quickly. Exactly. But yeah, I just want to make sure that it. Well, let me make sure all the text is read. It is now 11:59. Thank you very much, Dr. Pateman, for bringing this prestigious guest with you and explain at the end. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
But I just want to highlight once again that this is just a pilot study. And we're hoping to get more money to do much larger studies and expand in the islands, expand into Africa, and so forth. So this is just the first step.
And I get my DNA sample thing for today free, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, we're supposed to do it while we were on
That's
air,
okay. But... No. Once I get to do mine, because it's free, it's cool. I can do it afterwards. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next week on Monday. Have a wonderful day.